News desk.
The news.
News items. News items.
Hello and welcome to this week's News Blast. This is Cult Faction and we are here to bring you a blast of news. Or blaster avec or news, as they say in France.
Like El Nino.
Yeah, like some kind of ripping fire. We're here to burn through what's been happening this week. I'm just keeping it topical.
That green powder is really affecting your mind. Yeah, anyway.
My vitamins are good. Yeah, right. So first up on the news desk this week, it's good news.
It's good news. It's good news. What's the good news?
Finally, some exciting news for our UK-based From fans. Season 3 has been confirmed, as we said, and Season 2 will finally air in the UK this month.
Hooray! That means you don't have to fly over to the States every week to watch it.
I know, it saved me a lot of money. Sky Sci-Fi have announced that Season 2 will premiere on Tuesday, the 25th of July at 9 p.m. with all episodes available on demand.
Oh, sweet.
So you're going to blast through those and then have to wait another year to find out what happens.
I can watch them out in Ireland like we did the first time round with Shell's mum.
Well, there you go. So good news all round. Right, other news. There's been some big excitement at San Diego Comic-Con and what's coming up for that. Because
Nerd news.
Yes, it is. The Masters of the Universe Revelation cartoon, which was the one Kevin Smith did that followed on from the original. And if you remember, some people loved it, some people
I never actually got around to watching it in the end.
Oh, I thought it was really good.
Watch it.
No, I had COVID when it came out, didn't I? And then it just, you know, went.
Yeah. Give it a try.
If only COVID did.
I think you'll like it. But some people didn't because, like...
Can you get that on a T-shirt?
Yes. Coming soon. But, so this figure is a bit of a spoiler. But they are bringing out a figure of the motherboard, who ended up being the big villain behind it. And it basically looks like a kind of Terminator sorceress. With big wings, or do you remember the angel in the X-Men when he was all blue and stuff?
Yeah.
Looks a bit like that. But some people are loving it, some people are hating it.
Oh, there's a surprise.
You know, and some people are calling it one big bad mother to try and insult it. So, you know, social media.
It sounds like a compliment for an evil villain.
I was going to say, yeah.
For social media, that's been invented to help people communicate across the world, is now being used to argue
this He-Man
about a 12-inch He-Man figure. So, yeah, that's the news there. So look out for it, because by all accounts, it might be quite a rare one, because if no one buys it, it'll be worth money, or people are just going to buy it to burn it, it seems. Other news. Meanwhile, in the Star Wars universe, Haunted Mansion director Justin Simien has clarified the status of the Lando Calrissian spin-off series that was rumoured to be coming to Disney Plus.
Is it dead?
It's still... No, he has confirmed that it was... Well, he said at the Star Wars celebration this year that it was still happening. But in a new interview, he said there's been little movement since the initial announcement. And I've certainly poured my heart and spent a lot of time working with them to put together a really great show. It feels like everyone loves it. And you know, I was told we had to put a pause button on it because of scheduling. And the next update I got in 2020 was, I don't know, so I got no idea what's going on with it. But even though I made a fourth, it was still happening.
Do we...
I want to see Lando space pimp the series.
Yeah, it's not going to be that, though, is it? Do we really need a Lando series?
Of all the characters that could carry their own series, I would say Lando, because we know nothing about him. He's probably got women everywhere, kids everywhere.
I don't think he has. I'm just not interested. I don't remember what exec from Disney or Lucasfilm said it, but I think them and Marvel are at the moment where they are saturating the world with
Someone's
crap.
Learned a big word this week.
Yeah.
No, saturating isn't that big. I mean, right, you're a teacher. You should.
He's got a thesaurus loo paper.
Yeah, but they are. They're saturating the market with a load of TV series, and it's diluting any good things that come out.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, they say that, but how many NCI, CSI shows are there? And they're all like 15 seasons in. Then there's Law and Order. There was even a Law and Order in England at one point.
There was. Bradley Walsh played the
right.
So I'm just saying, everyone said, "Oh, Marvel saturate it." At least they're different shows. Okay, superhero or Star Wars, different things. But you know, a lot of other shows have saturated markets.
Yeah,
as
I know.
Well.
And look how badly that's gone.
They're all still on.
No, for DC and Marvel at the moment, they're really struggling.
Yeah, Marvel are still making bank.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they are. Just with the toys and the tie-ins alone. But that's the problem. If you want to miss their Miss Marvel show debuts on the network in America next week,
I think they'd probably have more success with a Greedo series than a Lando series. You know?
But is this the fallback now of having everything on your own, what's it called?
Device.
No, like Disney Plus, Netflix, what are they called?
Streaming service?
Yeah, your own streaming service. That's the word. Sorry, I'm just happy with all this news that we've got. Because is it now that, you know, you don't get all the revenue you would get from adverts and selling it to other networks and all that? Because everyone's been, this is ours, you can only watch it here. Now everyone's watched it.
I don't know. It's just, I'd rather them spend all the money that is producing crap things. No, we were talking about it earlier, the amount of stuff that Disney have produced that has just either gone straight to video on demand or on video on demand in a few weeks. And that's not necessarily related to this because those are, you know, new cartoons and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, series that they spent $100 million, you know, or a film spent $100 million on that they've pulled from the playlist. So concentrate in proper TV shows and films as opposed to Lando, Nando, Lando, Mando, and all the other O's in the Star Wars universe, you know?
No, fair enough.
Sorry, I got a bit grumpy then. It's not like me. Right. It's just, I'm on your side normally every week, protecting you from him and the naysayers out there. But I'm starting to struggle now. I'm not interested
in Lando.
Join
the dark side.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more down the fact they're not, they haven't got the avenues to make the money they used to offer these products because they keep them on their own streaming services, and that bubbles, everyone that's got it's kind of got it now.
The simple fact is they have to keep producing new content to entice people that already haven't subscribed or the people that have to entice them to stay. That just means it's just going to get more and more diluted products from the same franchise. I mean, I haven't even bothered to watch the latest Mandalorian season.
Oh,
I know
good.
It's good, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, there is so
You'll
much
like it.
Crap in the Star Wars universe that I'll get around to watching it at some point.
What was
point.
The other one? The one that wasn't really Star Wars, it was political drama.
Andor.
I bet you haven't even gone near that.
No, I don't think so.
I think I watched two episodes.
Out. Maybe you talk about it and I stop listening.
So
but,
yeah.
But that's TV. We're focused on news though at the moment.
Oh yeah, yes. Hit us with more
news. Back to news.
You got 7 minutes.
Keeping up with the Disney Plus things, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will be arriving on Disney Plus on. I've lost the date now.
August.
Wednesday, August the 2nd. So keep your eyes peeled for that one.
And you said it would be Christmas last week.
I thought it would be because that was actually like a good one, and I thought they'd hold it back to Christmas.
Well, they obviously need more subscribers to Disney Plus because of all the other crap that they're producing.
But you know what's going to be Christmas now, don't you? Indiana Jones,
Dial of Destiny,
and the death of a franchise, whatever it's called.
Possibly, and I wouldn't be surprised if that drops. September, October time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
Christmas
then.
If that was at Christmas time, I'm gonna watch it anyway, but I would definitely look forward to watching that at Christmas time.
Even though it's shit.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Following on from what you said about Star Wars and other stuff, in an announcement this week, Tamara Morrison, who played Boba Fett and all the clones and anyone that looks like that because they all look the same,
Bit racist.
Wants to bring their clones. They do look the same.
All right.
Not even going to say anything else.
Bad Batch.
He wants to bring. Yeah, he wants to bring in Captain Rex live action TV series to the thing, and he's looking to develop that. So, would that interest you, Paul? Or is that more Star Wars crap?
I think the only thing with that is the timelines moved on, and actually, they actually produced a load of good cartoon series.
Yeah, I think he's going to like follow on, so it'll be him as an old man somewhere now.
Right.
Kind of thing. Because we saw a couple of clone people begging, didn't we, in one of the series.
I'd be more interested in a film about Bad Batch and what happens after the TV series than I would be about Rey coming back for another three films training up Jedi.
I'm all about the Ahsoka series at the moment when that comes.
Yeah, but that's what
I'm all about the base.
I'm not interested in three more films featuring Rey training up Jedi and any battles that they have.
I'm sure they'll be nice. Anyway, moving on with the news. In less than happy news, Robert Lieberman, who directed the cult sci-fi classic Fire in the Sky, has died at the age of 75. In addition to Fire in the Sky, starring D.B. Sweeney and Robert Patrick, Lieberman helmed ice hockey sequel D3, The Mighty Ducks, starring Emilio Estevez, and also did lots of episodes of The X-Files, Dexter, Criminal Minds, the whole first season of 30-something, if you remember that, and loads of other stuff you probably watched. So
that was just a short snippet.
Sorry, rest in peace, Robert Lieberman. And our final news article, Paul, what's happening with these actors on picket lines?
They're on strike.
What are they on strike?
Because they want more rights and more money, I bet.
What, for the writers?
Well, yeah. But also now, actors are going on strike because they're not getting paid enough.
I'm joking.
No, you're right. Supporting the writers. But there's also that whole... There's been a few stories of what they call supporting actors, what we would call extras, going in filming sort of one day's worth of scenes. And then those being literally just... implanted into other productions, yeah. So you only get paid for one day's work, and then it's used in loads of different things.
Going on, it's been the way with stunt people.
No, but going on from that, it's more than that. So as Damien says,
they perform a stunt for a particular show, yeah. And then they do stunt again. He's going to go Lee Majors, going to talk about guy or something.
No, in Gene LaBelle's book, he was on about he would go in one day, film about 10, 15 different things and jump over things, whatever. Then he'd be watching a TV show or movie and suddenly realise that was him.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's still different.
So what they're saying is they'll just literally motion capture an extra, and then that's it.
And a lot of
They'll use that motion captured extra. In any film, TV show, whatever.
And there's also this idea that
you're immortal.
So they're going to use AI to basically take you and put you in any other films that they want.
And what's wrong with that?
Because you don't get paid for any of the other films.
But you're in all the films.
Yeah, and in your head, that would be great because you turn up to Comic-Cons.
Yeah. Yeah. What you need to do is just do a little cough as well so they have to pay for talking.
Well, it's just your image, Brett.
But they'd probably do my voice with someone else anyway.
Yeah, they would.
They would, yeah.
Because they probably
they get someone to speak into the mic. Now the boom is above your head. Remember that.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, so as we were saying,
country twang.
The actors have gone on strike with the writers. And obviously this is going to have a bigger impact on any of the other films coming out over the next decade.
Well, it seems like everything's stopped now. Yeah. You said that stopped.
So... it's going to get to a point where either they are completely replaced with CGI characters, and that's just the way that Disney are going to do films, or it's going to come to an end, but it can't carry on. So there.
So that is, unless we've had any late-breaking news.
No, we haven't. We've got 30 seconds.
That is we're going to drop off this week's news. We've been Cult Faction, and we'll see you next time.
Laters.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, down Bumps there somewhere.
News desk.
The news.
News items.